The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabalujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome to another exciting moment of investment education and much more than that, economic analysis, and as a matter of fact, motivation to invest. I'm Abayomi Obabalujo. Please don't change this dial because I will be right back. Welcome back. Please now join me in welcoming Haruna Kibira. Haruna Kibira is the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer of Global Capital Limited, a trading license holder of the NGX. You are welcome. So, Haruna, we go straight to business because of our time. Cadbury, you see, as at the time I joined this market, Cadbury was at par with Nestle. I don't need to read any figure to know within this period, the company was being managed by Grandpa Christopher Colade. Right, I know when he handed over to a celebrated manager, very young, sharp, so to speak. He started his career in Cadbury, so to speak, Mr. Bumi Oni. But again, in the course of his operating the organization, we don't know what pushed him. He went to import some bad products to the market, and then since then, the company has not recovered. Rather unfortunately, such that only one wrong move can just more or less destroy the destiny of an organization, even when the ownership exchanged hands. I don't need to begin to look at papers or Google to tell me the stories of Cadbury. I can tell the story at the palm of my hands, how they lost out in some of the products that really was making them money to another competing organization. They released their auditor report to the market last week. Rather unfortunately, this result was against a COVID year. We saw their top line growing by 19.67%, but the profit after tax declined by 51.74%. Now look at some other basic indicators. At the price of 9 naira, the earning per share is just 24 kobo. P ratio 37.59, earnings yield 2.66%, and then profit margin 1.06%. Aruna, though they still declared 50 kobo dividend, will you invest in this organization? Not your portfolio. Your portfolio will not be here. Your
you see, I go by the figures. I go by the prints that I see. It's just unfortunate that Cadbury find itself where it was, where it is now. Because when we were growing up, we used to enjoy their product like Bazooka, and Tom Tom, and Bombita. Peppermint, and Bovita. But in fact, I really don't know what happened. If you look at that result, their cost of sale increased by 21.6%, while their final cost or finance revenue they grew from 0.94 to 29.9%. Last year, they have tax credit by paying tax now, which was 22.8%. That was exactly what affected their middle line that brought them from where they are. And it's just like you have said, if you are not dynamic, if you don't change with the time will leave you. I think that is where Cadbury is.
All right, but as a matter of fact, from what I'm saying here, the price grew so well to 9 naira and got stagnated there. Do you see it coming down?
Yes, from 9 naira. Yes, if you look at the figures.
If
yes,
it does, are you advising that somebody can consider it or not?
Maybe at 5 naira.
But the price won't come to 5 naira now, remember.
Anything can happen as far as that market is concerned.
5 naira. No.
Is it because they are paying 50 kobo
for a
price of 9 naira?
At least they are giving out something. You are looking at the 50 kobo, look at their earning per share.
We are talking of Transcorp that paid 2 kobo for 54.9.
That Transcorp is even better than this?
Of course
not. Transcorp is bringing the 2 kobo from 15.
They are growing.
9 kobo. But this one is bringing...
Paying from reserve. They are paying from reserve. 26 kobo from reserve. That is the more reason that people will be exiting the stock.
Okay, we go to Cornerstone Insurance PLC. I know that you don't follow insurance company. But from what we are seeing, Aruna, in this one.
But it doesn't mean that if I see a good result, I will talk about it. And you know that my mind could be changed by a steady performance. Like what I see for Cornerstone, growing their turnover by 19%, profit after tax by 61%. And one of the things that actually clearly dictates how a management work is the ability to manage their middle line. You can see the growth from turnover and profit after tax, there is a big disparity, which means that between the turnover and profit after that, there were certain management that they came up more than the 90%, they grew on turnover.
Earnings yield 33.56%.
I have always shouted about NSC that is over 10% is qualified for my portfolio.
PE ratio 2.98%.
So what are we talking? Even the 5 cobalt they are paying, one of the things, you know, we discuss it here that the crop of investors we see now are more dividend oriented than growth oriented. But I know after the dividend season has come and gone, their attention will come back to these figures.
But you know that this Cornerstone consistently declined from, I think, from what I'm seeing here, from about 74 kobo, came to 68, came to 62, and then 58, and has chosen to remain at 58. And if I look at the MACD is still actually looking down, and then other indicators are neither here nor there. There's none of them that is actually pointing to the fact that Cornerstone should be considered. But let us look away from what the indicators are saying, and we look at market sentiments and the rate at which and the way and manner in which the market responds to positive earnings. Do you see any improvement in the price of Cornerstone?
Yes.
To what level?
Even after this 5 kobo, the tempo might wait until the 5 kobo is marked down. Like I said, the market is coming back to begin to look at performances. And this stock can go from this 58 kobo, maybe 70 kobo.
So what would be your advice, your sincere opinion? Please let me tell you this. On this platform, okay, our lawyers will say, without prejudice, Aruna is not the major determinant of price performance on the NGX. I am not. Malam Garba Kulfi is not. The market has a mind of its own. Indicators might say one thing. Figures might say one thing. But you see, there are different reasons as to why the prices of equities can move. As a matter of fact, a company might be declaring losses,
and the price will be growing
because somebody is just interested in holding a chunk of the company's share, probably to get to the board, and you will just see the price going up like that. Okay, so now, without prejudice, nobody can hold this against you. Will you be advising an investment in Cornerstone?
For the fact that they pay 5 kobo and some investor decide to dump it and it's falling below 58 kobo, I will ask people to take a position.
Okay. We'll go to Multiverse Mining and Exploration PLC. That is, we look at this company. Anyway, the turnover, I called your name that this turnover of 289.2 million. I looked at it very well. I thought I was making a mistake. For a company, shouldn't this company be returned to NASD?
I think to be listed on the floor of the Nigeria Stock Exchange, there are conditions we have to fulfill. As far as they were able to fulfill those conditions, then they have to continually be listed.
Okay, looking at their result, it is 345.85% in the turnover. Okay, that is understood because you will not be mining when there was lockdown in the country in 2020. Okay, and then their profit after tax 107.1. But if you now bring the whole thing back to basic indicators, this result is nothing.
Well, sometimes you'll be deceived by relative growth. But look at the real value, the absolute growth. Just 8 kobo. That is why they grew from minus 0.05 to minus. It's not up to 1 kobo itself.
No. Earning per share is 0.003.
from a negative of 0.05, which means that they have not grown. And that is why I said relatively, they have grown 1.7%, but absolutely, they have not even made 1 kobo as a per share. I think sometimes that matters. Yes, it's a good result that one will keep an eye on, not to take position or take action based on this result. It just shows that they are coming out of the woods.
They are coming out of the woods. The turnover relatively is still very, very, very low. Small, so they need to improve on that. Unfortunately, I've not been able to speak with Ayedun. I don't think I still have his contact. I've tried to reach him to even talk with him, probably to know, so that he can come and tell us what is happening there. I've not been able to reach him. When I'm able to, I would definitely invite him if he would bother to come here. We now come to the auditor report of Union Homes Real Estate Investment Trust, PRC, okay, or Union Homes Real Estate Investment Trust. The result is just marginal growth from what it was in the previous year. Looking at the basic ratios, they are not really strong. Earning per share of 1.59 kobo at a price of 36.60 kobo. PE ratio 23.01. That is not attractive. Earnings yield 4.35%. Profit margin. The profit margin is not bad, 68.49%. Aruna, will you be advising an investment in this real estate investment trust?
You know, what I discovered is that this REIT has actually not been commanding the attention that it deserves. Maybe chances are because of this kind of
performances.
5% growth, 4% growth, and a PE ratio of 23 times, and then NEC of 4.3%. Definitely my portfolio cannot abort this. Mm-hmm. And based on this figure, like we said, because it is positive growth, all you need to do is to keep an eye on it.
We now come to PZ, which will be about the last we will be able to consider for today, talking about results that were released to the market in the course of last week. This result is very fantastic, really. Okay, turnover grew by just 24.27%, but profit after tax grew by 454.91%. The earning per share, now bringing it to relative terms now, 1.42 kobo. To me, that is still manageable compared with what we saw in Cadbury. At a price of 9.30 kobo, the P ratio 6.55 is so good. Earnings yield 15.27%, though their profit margin could be better than this. But what will you say about PZ?
You know, one of the things is that, though I'm not an accountant, but when a result is released, I try as much as possible to go through and see what happened at the top line, what is happening at the middle line and the bottom line. I discovered that it is their disposal of assets of 5.6 billion. That if you expunge that figure, what they would have made is 210 million as profit after tax. So that is exactly what is helping them. The question is, it was a good growth after now. What happened in the next quarter? You know, one of the things where this actually is not advisable is that, remember, in the next year, we are going to compare next year and this result, and there will be no disposal of assets.
We never can tell there might be another disposal. They might continue to sell until there is nothing to sell. So, okay, now, because of this, you are not advising
If it's to come and take, if there's any dividend to take for that purpose, you just enter and take the dividend and take off. It is not for the fact that you want to take position in and grow, because as far as I'm concerned, extraordinary item disposal of asset is not managerial efficiency.
We've got to go. And so we want to say a very big thank you for you for staying tuned. And I am satisfied within me that we did the little we could within the limit of our capability to bring you the best of our information as far as the equity market is concerned. Aruna, I want to say a very thank you to you for coming.
Thank you.
All right. By the special grace of God, it will have to be another time, time and the same platform. Until then, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation. Abayomi Obabludo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.